Good morning. Let's worship together. It's good to have you. We are here.
Father God, this worship is yours. This worship is yours. Dirigiri baya karabada. Oh yes, Lord, we are here, Father. We are here, we are here for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your presence is here, oh God. Thank you for the sweet presence, oh God, of your Holy Spirit, God of God, Jesus. Thank you that we never gather in vain, my God. We never gather indeed to seek your face in vain, O God of God, Jesus. You never call the children of Jacob to seek you in vain, O God of God. It's not in vain that you've called us. Shidi bada karabu to go ba shidi de karabada bada baga baga sendi de gere ba ya karabu to go ba kasa. You have a purpose indeed to set your people free. Gora bata karaba taka shidi de karabu to go ba kasa de karabu to go ba kasa de. Enda da 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 karaba da karaba da karaba kasa de karabu to go ba karabu to shidi de. Rikari bata kanta de oppression. Father God, I speak against oppression. I speak against oppression in the name of Jesus. I speak against oppression. And Father, we are here.
We are here for you.
We rebuke oppression, Lord. We rebuke oppression. Oppression, leave the bodies. Leave, leave. Every evil spirit, leave. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of oppression, every spirit of infirmity, get out. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out now. Get out now. Every spirit of blindness, every spirit of deafness, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit that is putting a heavy load on the people, every spirit, get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out now in Karabata kashata di karabata kasa da 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 karabaka bakasa di karabakashi di karabotoko bakasa da da karabata kabaka bakashi di karabata karabotoko era karabada karabata karabata kashi ka umanda lose shi di karabata karabata kashi di karabat rekarabada ba 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 ba. You are loose from your infirmity. You are loose. You are loose in the name of Jesus. You are loose this moment. You are loose this moment. She karab. You are set free from pain, set free from cancer, set free from HIV, set free from diabetes, set free from hypertension, set free, He that the sun sets free is free indeed. He that the sun sets free is free indeed. Mia karabo toko baka sende de 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 karabo toko baka sende de 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 karabo to de 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 baashe karabo to karabo toko de 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 bara 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 yara bata karabo da 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 karabo to karabo toko baka sende de 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 andara andara de de Rekarabo bashi di di kota kasa da da da. We scatter every work of the enemy, O God, our God, Jesus. We scatter every work of darkness. We scatter every work of the enemy. We scatter every work of depression. Shikarabata karabata karabata karabu koraba karabata karabata kashi di 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 ba. Eri karabata karabata di 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 karabu koba kasa di 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 karabu koba kasa di da 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 da. We come against every oppressive spirit in the name of Jesus. Every oppressive spirit in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. We destroy every foundation of darkness, every work of the enemy, every work of witchcraft, oh God. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of condemnation, every spirit of judgment that affects my brother, that affects my sister, that we come against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare healing this morning. I declare healing this morning. Let your healing virtue flow. Let your healing virtue flow. Healing power is available to heal every disease. every disease, every disease. You heal every disease. You heal every disease. Jasha karaba takaraba takaraba takarabo tokuba kashi de karaba takarabo do da 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 bo. Yana karaba takaraba takarabo tokuba kashi de karaba takarabo tokuba kasa da da da. You heal. You destroy every foundation of the enemy. Karaba takaraba 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 takarabo kuba kasa de karaba takarabo do karaba takarabo takaba kasa de. Reba takaraba 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 takarabo tokuba kasa de karaba takarabo tokuba kasa de kereba takarabo tokuba kasa de. Reba takaraba takashi de karaba takarabo tokuba takarabo takarabo tokuba kasa de karabo tokuba kasa de. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Rekariba da 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 karaba de karaba takarabo tokuba da 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 ya karaba takarabo de karabo tokuba de baya kashi de karaba de bakarabo tokuba kasa mi karaba takarabo de kiriba da 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 bakarabo karabo tokuba kasa de karada da karaba takarabo tokuba kasa de kiriba takasa ya de ba shana de kiriba ya karaba da 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 karaba de karaba takaraba ya karaba takaraba 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 reman de kiriba da karabo tokuba kasa de karaba takaraba takarabo de karaba takarabo de. Thank you for the release of your people. Thank you for the release of your people. Shinikere bada karaba rada da karaba takaraba takashin de karaba takaraba 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 de reba tigere bada karaba da karaba. Thank you for this child that is being set free from autism. Shikere bada karaba takasa nana. This child that is being set free from epilepsy. Nikaraba takaraba takashin de karaba da karaba kabakasa. The child who's struggling to speak is being set free. Makaraba takaraba tigere bada karaba takabakasa de. Every tongue be loose in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes see in the name of Jesus. Lame legs be restored in the name of Jesus. Strength come back to bones. Hormones stabilize. Hormones be brought back to normal. Hormones be brought back to normal. PCOS disappear in the name. Insulin levels correct in the name of Jesus. Wombs be restored in the name of Jesus. Low blood sperm count be restored in the name of Jesus. We're destroying infertility today. Woman, receive your child. Rikaraba takaraba 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 takaraba. We break the spirit of poverty. Shikereba takaraba 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 takaraba. We come against the oppressive spirits of poverty. Kadabakaraba takashenedede. Reba takaraba takas. Set your people free. Manakaraba takaraba takaraba takasenedede. Kadakanabaka. Oh, you captives that are held by poverty, be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Those that are captive to sin, be set free. Rebata karabo to go back, by a karaba takaraba 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 to go to bed karaba takaraba. Those that are bound by curses should be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Shikiri barabaraba karaba da ba 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 ba. Shikiri to go back, cancer be gone. Shikiri barakaraba takaraba takaraba da ba da. Dematerialize and melt away karaba takaraba. Rakaraba takashi karaba kasa da da. We scatter by you. We scatter. scatter you by fire. Rikaraba takaba. There's a fire burning over that sick area. Shedikereba takarabaka. Holy Ghost fire, work on that surgery. Rikaraba karaba takaraba 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 takash. Surgically remove, surgically remove, surgically remove, surgically remove dead tissues, dead bones. Rikaraba takaraba takara. Surgically remove metal pieces. Surgically remove shikereba takaraba taka. Every pain in the body, every pain in the body, every pain that even the doctors do not know, we come against it in this name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus this morning. Every disease that even has no definition, oh God, we cast it out, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Every evil spirit causing sickness, we cast you out in Jesus' name. To anyone that is listening this morning, to anyone on a sick bed, be set free in the name of Jesus. Those in ICU, wake up. You're in your coma, wake up. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord calls you forth. The Lord calls you forth. We raise the dead. We raise the dead. We raise the dead. Shere barakaraba teke ne mataka. Dead bones come back to life. Rebatakaraba taka. Shere ne ne ne. Flesh appear. Rakaraba taka. Flesh come back. Flesh to flesh. Shere ne barakaraba taka. The breath of life come back. Talitha kum, Talitha kum, little girl, come back, little girl, come back in the name of Jesus. Little boy, come back to life. Whatever condition, be set free. Every hole in the heart, close up now. Close up now in the name of Jesus. Organs that were removed, be restored back. Be restored back today. Women without wombs, give birth. Women without ovaries, receive your children. Nothing is impossible for our God. Nothing is impossible for our God. Nothing is impossible. Believe it, nothing is impossible. You shall receive your children, you shall receive your babies, you shall receive your blessings, you shall receive your family, you shall receive your marriage, you shall receive your job, you shall receive your breakthrough, you shall receive your answer this morning. Just worship God, just worship God, just give thanks to Him, just give thanks to Him. He is here. No one has ever sought Him in vain. No one has ever cried out to Him in vain. No one has He ever ignored in the name of Jesus. He is wonderful. He is a good God. Rika is a good God. It is not His will that you be sick, oh God. Your sickness does not glorify God. Your sickness does not glorify God. Staying furthermore in sickness does not glorify God. It is only your healing that glorifies God. It's 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 only your healing that glorifies God. Shakarata Santa Shiti. Father, be glorified this morning. Not to me, not to us, but to your name. You are the miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Ah. miracle worker. I'm the miracle worker. You're giving me the authority. I walk in miracles. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Life to every dead situation. Life to every dead marriage. Life to every dead son. To every lost son. Life, life, life to dead relationships. Life to dead businesses. Life to lost minds. Life to mental illnesses. Restoration, restoration of schizophrenia. Sanity, sanity is being restored to those that have schizophrenia. Those that are having bipolar, you're healing this moment. All mental conditions are being healed. Depression, come out of depression in the name of Jesus. Come out of that trap, come out of that pit of darkness. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, be set free. Whatever blinding spirit is holding you, be cast out, cast out, get out in Jesus' name. Set this brother free, set this sister free in the name of Jesus. We are here for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. This is just for your glory. This is just for your glory. This is just for your glory, my God. Thank you that you've heard us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, as we listen to your word, may you speak to us in a language that we understand. May we understand your wills, your purposes, and your intent. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Hey, good morning. Let me just put this down. Yeah, so it's another good morning and good to see you and welcome. Yeah, we thank God for another good morning that we have to just listen to Him and to learn of His voice. And, you know, we've been in the topics of healing. I know that it has been a blessing. And I know that there is something that God is doing. Faith is rising. I know there are miracles and miracles that are taking place. And you know the reason why all these videos and all these audios are on YouTube or in Telegram or whatever channel, whether it's the podcast or not, AudioMac. I mean, the reason they are there is that you can just go anytime and listen. I just want you to go anytime and listen. Just anytime, put it on play. And I know that God is going to do something. These are timeless messages. These are timeless that we'll listen years from now. If Jesus tarries, our generations will listen, and I know that God has willed it that way. So do not be weary, but carry on. And today we want to continue looking at healing. And today, by the grace of God, I want us to look at oppression and to understand the origin, or rather the causes of sickness and diseases as coming from the devil and coming and being the work of evil spirits and being the work of demons.
I know science will not agree with this because they will tell us of viruses and bacteria and you know, whatever conditions, fungi and all that, and yet there are very many diseases that science still cannot define. Then you will go to a doctor, and maybe you're there, you're listening to me, you've gone to doctors and they cannot find anything wrong with you. They check the blood work, it is okay. They check the whatever condition, maybe it's even infertility, you've been struggling to have children, and when they check, they tell you, you're normal. They check the man, they say 100%. They check the woman, 100%. But when they come together, no child comes. And this has been going on and on. And maybe even, maybe there's a condition that has been identified. And they give given you percentages, you know, oh, by chances are 1% or 10% or less than whatever percentage that they've given you. And you see, any time you receive a report, it is a communication of a fact that is based on the limited medical knowledge that the person is telling you has. There's even a branch, if as a doctor, I can tell you there are things that doctors will not know. And I remember in medical school, there was this class of conditions that we used to call idiopathic. That means that science is yet to discover what is the cause. And they will say these causes are just idiopathic. That means we just don't know. And we had one of our lecturers who used to make a joke, and he says, it means that the doctors are idiots in this time. That means the idiot, they have no idea what is the pathogenesis, what is the cause. It is not clear. And whenever we come across these situations, what we must realize is that there are spiritual forces that are involved when we are dealing with sickness and when we are dealing with oppression. And you see, we must see, how did Jesus deal with sin? How did Jesus deal with sickness? How did Jesus respond to every oppression of the devil? And I want us to look at two classic examples. And one was a woman who was crippled or bent over for 18 years. And we can read this from the book of Luke 13 from verse 10. And it says, on a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. Luke chapter 13 from verse 10. It says, on a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. You are loosed. Woman, thou art loosed, in King James Version. Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Now, I don't want to go into the hypocrites, that's the Pharisees, because verse 14, they say, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, there are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath. And let me not respond to what... Okay, maybe I can finish. Then the Lord answered him, you hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her? When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Now, this is a picture, not even just a picture, this is a reality of a woman who was under a spirit of oppression. What signs do we see that she was oppressed?
you can see that she was a daughter of Abraham. That means that she had every right to be healed. You know, when someone is a daughter of Abraham, that means they're the daughter of faith. They were under the covenant. But Satan had found a way to oppress her. And she was bent over. That means that Jesus could see in the spirit that she was carrying a heavy load of the evil spirit. And you see, the load that she was carrying could manifest, was manifesting in the physical with her being bent over. You can imagine, you know, evil spirits, they are bodiless beings. They are bodiless personalities that, because when they were cast out of heaven, what happens is when the devil fell with the third of the angels, when they were rebuked by angel Michael and cast out from heaven, in their falling down from glory, what happens is some of them could not even retain their bodies, could not retain their glory, that they ended up as small, minute, viral, bacterial, small, minute creatures that look, that have a spirit, that look for bodies to possess or to oppress. And so you see, this daughter of Abraham was under the oppression of an evil spirit, a spirit of infirmity that had kept her bound for 18 years. Whenever you meet a crippled person, what are the thoughts that go through our mind? The thoughts that go through our mind is, oh, this is an irreversible condition. Why? Because you can see this woman has a hunchback. The bones have bent for 18 years. That tells us that she was not born bent. And for sure, what we are seeing, that it was not old age that why she was bent. But you see, as a doctor, the doctors, when they meet, they will say, no, either this we have to do surgery, surgical correction. So they will have to go and cut the bones one by one and align them, or put on braces, or put on, you know, the belt. And maybe you're there, you have this belt that is corset, that is holding you together. Now, the question is, if Jesus thought that he should have sent her to the doctors to put corsets on her. But you see, Jesus came with a superior expectation and a superior will of God. He recognized that the reason for her oppression, the reason for her being bent over, was a spirit of oppression that was on her. She was carrying a heavy load that even in the physical, it manifested with her carrying the weight. And maybe if you look at your life, you're seeing there are certain things that are oppressing you. Maybe it is a spirit of poverty. Maybe it is a spirit of cancer. Maybe it is a spirit of lack of marriage, of lack of favor. And any time that you see what is not of God manifesting in your life, maybe you see that every job that you do, you get sacked, everything that you do, you have a near-miss syndrome. Or almost, it's like a spirit of almost. Just when you're about to get married, it got cancelled. Just when you're about to get the job, it got cancelled. Just when you're about to have a child, you're just at the point of delivery, the baby dies. Or just when you get pregnant, you get a miscarriage. Or just when you're about to, something happens, almost. That means there is a spiritual limitation that the enemy has placed, a spirit of oppression that results in oppression, that manifests in the physical. But the Bible tells us that the reason the Son of God was made manifest was to destroy all the works of the devil. The reason Jesus appeared, the reason Christ came to the scene, the reason Jesus came on earth was to destroy every work of the devil. Every work of the devil is destroyed in the name of Jesus today. When Jesus comes into your life, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he comes and he destroys sin, which is the spiritual healing, and he also destroys sickness and every sickness in our bodies, which is the physical healing. He also destroys every mental issue, be it depression, bipolar, all conditions that are mental, schizophrenia, are also destroyed when Jesus comes into our lives and we receive the mind of Christ. When the Bible tells us that, don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? We are the body of Christ. That means that it is illegal for the body of Christ to have cancer. If you believe that you are the body of Jesus, the body of Christ, and you believe it by faith, then that means that there's no way that the body of Christ, that Jesus, can have cancer. There's no way that the body of Christ can have an infirmity. Why? Because the body of Christ is whole. Jesus is good. Jesus is holy. Jesus is perfect. His Christ, his body is whole. And you see, our tradition has given us reasons why we should not be made well. And one of the commonest reasons that people give is an excuse is that this is for the glory of God. I'm sorry to laugh or to say that, because it's very sad, and people use the scriptures to actually argue that. And maybe let us just quickly look at it and see where the glory was used. In John chapter 11 verse 4, and this is the story of Lazarus. I want us to address it today, such that we shall know that sickness cannot be for the glory of God. It is not, and there's a topic I've done, sickness is not for the glory of God. But I just feel just for going back to it so that I address it. John chapter 11 verse 4. But when now I'm from verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." What was John chapter 11 verse 4? It says that when he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." So that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now, I want to ask some questions here. If your sickness glorifies God, what does healing do? It is not the sickness that glorifies God. It was not the sickness of Lazarus that brought glory to the Son of God, that brought glory to Jesus. No, it was the resurrection of Lazarus that brought glory to the Son of God, to Jesus. It was the healing of Lazarus that brought glory to God. It is the healing that brings glory to God, not the sickness that brings glory to God. Let that settle. It is not the sickness that brings glory to God. It is the healing that brings glory to God. So if you want to glorify God, ask and believe in faith for the healing, not for the sickness to continue. Do you think that God rejoices when he sees you are sick for 18 years? Do you think it's something that gives glory to God? No. No. Do you think God glorifies when you can't send your children to school? Do you think God enjoys it when you did not have food for 3 days, when you're hungry? Do you think God finds pleasure in seeing that you are being chased out of your house? Does that give God glory? Is that something that God with his angels are celebrating? They're like, look at this child of mine is suffering. Let us rejoice, he's suffering. God is not wicked. God is not wicked. These are works of the devil. And the reason the Son of God was made manifest was to destroy the works of the devil. A second area that people try to use this, they say, remember Job. Job persevered. He persevered. He persevered. He stayed strong. But the question is, who gave him the sickness? Who gave him the boils? Who gave him the pain? Did it come from God? No. It came from the devil. And sickness does not glorify God. And God does not want you to persevere in sickness and in pain and in brokenness. No. The only thing we are called to suffer for is for to suffer in doing good. If you are suffering for the gospel because you are going into opposition, you are going to fight, you are entering the enemy's camp, then they chase you away. Fine. When you stand for the kingdom of God and they have sacked you for that, when you refuse to sleep with your boss and you suffer, that is the kind of suffering that is the one that glorifies God, not the suffering of sickness. The suffering of sickness is an oppression of the devil. Acts, it says, how 8 verse 32, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, and he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. That means that any sickness is an oppression of the devil. And he went about healing all. The word there is all, A-L-L, all. That means there is no sickness that Jesus cannot heal. If we believe that God heals, God forgives every sin, it's the same way that God heals every sickness. Salvation is wholeness, sozo. It's a complete well-being, not just of your spirit, but also of your body and of your mind. If you don't receive that word in faith, it cannot work for you. The reason why the Israelites could not enter into their rest is because they did not mix the word of God with faith and believing. You have to receive the word of God in faith and you believe it without a shadow of doubt, without wavering. Jesus did not mince his words with evil spirits. He just cast them out. And you too are able to cast out every devil from you. And you just say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit oppressing me, this is the last day, come out. in Jesus' name and never return. And you see, when we cast out evil spirits, they go seeking for places of rest. But when they do not find and they come back, why do they come back and someone who was sick, someone who was healed, becomes worse? It's because they did not clean their house. They did not now soak themselves in the faith. They did not maintain their healing. There is a technology to maintain your healing, which is to persist in the word of faith, to persist in Christ, to remain in Christ. Even the man who was born blind, no, who was the one that was told, don't sin, no, the invalid man, the one who was 38 years. What did Jesus tell him after he had healed him? He said, go and sin no more. Stop sinning so that something worse may not happen to you. He was telling him that there is a possibility that God has healed you and you go back in unbelief and something, it becomes worse. That is why sickness worsens. Or someone was healed, they go back. Why? Because they either give room for the devil in their unbelief, or they go into sin and live in sin, and the devil has a right. You cannot be sleeping with the devil and believe that you will receive the healing of God. You are living with someone's wife, someone's husband. You are not married too. And you are coming for all the miracle services. Yes, God will heal you at that moment. But if you are still going back into that world, the devil comes again and says, this one is my slave. He is my slave, so I have every right to afflict him. Because you are not in Christ. Remember, it is being in Christ. It is being and staying in Christ. And not just in Christ, in the faith that salvation is for your complete mental, physical, and spiritual transformation. And the other man who was healed mentally was the man who was demon-possessed. In Luke chapter 8 from verse 26, the one who was possessed by legion. So we can see that Jesus not only healed physical illnesses, the woman was bent over for 18 years, she was healed in an instant. So that means your healing is an instant. Your healing can happen, is to happen even now if you believe it. Your eyes can open now, your ears open now, your brain is restored now. Whatever alcoholism, whatever condition that you have had can be disappeared now, whether it is you are struggling with alcoholism, that hunger can disappear now in an instant. And it's disappearing if you believe it in Jesus' name. Be set free. Now, remember, faith is now. Now faith. So there's no point of saying, maybe after 10 years is when I will be healed. Or saying that, okay, I will be healed in death. Okay, if that is what you believe, fine. God will meet you at your point of faith. He will wait for you to die so that he can heal you. It's a sad truth, because God, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot get anything from God without faith. Faith is the currency. Faith is the key that you unlock the promises of God. Faith is the master key. Faith is the title deed. Faith is the spiritual substance that gives you release of God's blessing. So those who believe that they must fast for 40 days to be healed, God will give them after their 40 days fasting. Those who believe that they will be healed now, they will receive their healing now. It's the same. Those who believe they have to go to the prayer mountain for 9 months to receive anointing, okay, after the 9 months you will receive it. God will give you. Because your faith stated simply that I need, after 90 days is when I will get the anointing. Okay, God will say, no problem. After 90 days I will come. It is the sad reality. Let us wake up. Let us wake up and hear God. Jesus will heal Just see how provoking faith is. The centurion meets Jesus and he says, my servant is healed. And Jesus said, okay, let us go. And the guy said, no, I cannot have you come to my house. You just say the word. Say the word and my servant shall be made well. And Jesus said, hey, he turned around to his people. He said, you people, I have never seen such great faith in Israel. And this is a Gentile. He told the guy, go. Your servant is made well. Great faith provokes great miracles. Great challenges provoke great miracles. Great sicknesses provoke great healings. Great problems provoke great testimonies. Great tests provoke great testimonies. Great trials provoke great triumphs. Hallelujah. So no matter how big your condition is, that means there is a bigger testimony. And that testimony is not for 10 years from now. It's now. It's now. Maybe you have been in a sick bed. You're in ICU. Just wake up. Just tell the doctor, please, can I go to the toilet? If they will not release you. And as you go to the toilet, you just start running. Yeah. Saying, I am healed. I'm waiting for your testimonies. This word is not in vain. God's word has spoken. It will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I am done, my brother. You're welcome. Okay. We thank God. Let us give thanks for the healings that are taking place this moment. I know as I was speaking, healing was taking place. Pain was disappearing. Tumors were disappearing. Eyes were opening. Ears were opening. Sick children were being made well. Epilepsy was disappearing and never leaving. Now we are just thanking God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the miracles. I thank you for the healings that have taken place. I thank you that indeed your word is true. Physical, mental, and spiritual transformation in Christ, in salvation. And Father, every oppressing spirit be gone. Every evil spirit of poverty, of oppression, of lack of favor, of curses, whatever, be gone. The devil is under our feet. We resist him and he flees in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that, Lord, every tradition that has taught us to believe that sickness is your will, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We transform our minds. We conform our minds to your will in Jesus' name. Even that eye that has never seen since birth can open now, can see in Jesus' name. Nothing is impossible. Whatever condition, every disease be healed. Now is the time of your healing. Now, not tomorrow. Healing now, not tomorrow. Healing now, not tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. It's been a pleasure. Have a blessed morning. Let us meet again on this channel and whichever channel you're coming through, whether it's YouTube or Telegram, just keep following for the praise and honor of his name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe.